I'm Maria Palmer, and I'm running for Orange County Commissioner. I wanted to advance the issues that grassroots organizations had identified as critical. I've been part of Justice United, and for several years, we have lobbied governmental organizations to take more action to respond to the needs of the community. And I realized that if our incumbents run unopposed, the message we're sending is everything is just fine, we're all happy. And that's not the message that I think we should be sending, that the status quo is okay. My top three issues are the safety of our community, the affordability crisis in Orange County, and our over-reliance on property tax and inequitable property valuations impact on our Black residents in particular, but all our low-income community. To address these problems, first of all, I will protect all Orange County residents. I will do everything in my power to protect our community from the impact of the abusive policies of the Trump administration and the extreme right-wing General Assembly. Protecting our residents also means acting locally to provide addiction and mental health relief. Our emergency responders right now have only two options. When somebody's in a crisis situation and is breaking the law, it's either jail, or if they are in really bad shape, it's the ER, where they could wait hours and often there's no relief for the deep problems that are affecting them. So we absolutely need to build the Crisis Diversion Center, and that will keep our community safer as well. To address the affordability crisis, I believe the wisdom rests with the people. In Spanish, we say la sabiduría está en la comunidad. And I think the way Justice United keeps in touch with members of the community, consulting hundreds of people, that's the way to go. So to show up beyond the elections and to ensure prosperity and quality of life, I think we need to prioritize sustainable development that addresses climate change and builds the housing we need. If elected, I will be the first Hispanic to ever serve on our Orange County Board of Commissioners. In that sense, I will bring completely new perspective to the board and represent an important segment of our population, more than 10% in Orange County. Also, I bring decades of professional experience that have put me close to immigrants, refugees, and first-generation citizens. I have worked as a teacher and a principal. I've served on the State Board of Education, and I served on the Chapel Hill Town Council, so I'm very familiar with issues of development, particularly in my district, and look forward to working on the development of the Green Tract that provides us an incredible opportunity for development. The role of local government is critical in protecting democracy. Local leaders can be complicit with the abuse by collaborating or by doing nothing, or we can work to defend democracy. I've actually gone to jail to defend democracy with Reverend Barber on Moral Mondays for standing up to the General Assembly. I will continue to do that. But I think the most important part is training our staff and training our business leaders on Fourth Amendment protections so that they can protect their employees and their businesses and collaborate with grassroots organizations that are helping the community stay safe. I want Orange County to always be a place where everyone feels welcome and safe. To address the affordability crisis, I think the board has invested in attracting businesses. I love that it's set to pilot free bus routes. The Board of County Commissions has also signed on to resolutions that support the immigrant community, which I really appreciate. We have to say loud and clear that housing and healthcare are human rights, and the county has to get in the business of helping our residents secure these rights. Our response to Chantal was lacking, and neighbors had to depend on the charity of churches and mutual aid. We must do better. We know those disasters are coming more frequently, and we need to be more prepared and more responsive. And of course, the property valuation process was deeply flawed. county commissioners had the opportunity after the last valuation, which was 4 years ago, to do things differently. Yet again, we ended up with seriously inequitable valuations. And then the commissioners raised our taxes. Our taxes have gone up more than 50% in the last 4 years. Folks are angry and losing faith in their elected officials, and we need to listen to the experts and fix the process. When voters see Maria T. Palmer on the ballot, I want them to think she's going to fight for us. She's going to protect our water, our forests, our farms, the natural beauty of Orange County, and she's going to work so that we can continue to live and work and can afford to age in this wonderful community.